Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the hilarious and lovely Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Hi. How are you, Ben?
I am great. We are here to talk some Vanderpump Rules, the very funny cliffhanger. An amazing cliffhanger. I think something we've really not seen before. But before we dive into that, the crappies are coming up the end of next month, February 27th, Night of a Thousand Laughs and Stars. We are giving out awards to the best and worst Bravo from the past year, and we can't wait to do it, and we want you to be part of it. There will be some voting that will be starting up very, very soon, early February. In the meantime, we're gathering information, so keep an eye and ear out for any time we're calling for memories of what happened, favorite moments, favorite quotes, things like that. And you can get tickets by going to watchwhatcrappens.com. Ticket links there. Also on our social media at watchwhatcrappens. You can also join us on Patreon. Just because you should join us on Patreon. We have Crappens on Demand where you can watch us. And we also have weekly bonus episodes. We are covering the traitors. I cannot wait. Tomorrow night, I am like counting down the seconds until the next episode. I'm fired up. I have a lot of things to say. So join us on Patreon, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Also, a new feature on Patreon is that you can listen to this podcast ad-free. So if that is something that is interesting to you or appealing, go check that out. But that's really it for the big announcements. And today we're getting into episode 7. I can't believe we're already on the 7th episode of Vanderpump Rules. It looks like we're here at the cast trip. I think this is the main cast trip. I'm sure they're only getting one trip, because it's probably a tester season to see if this show will get to come back. I hope it does. I really like it. But what say you, Ronnie? How'd you feel about this episode?
Good. I think it's always so funny. I love this show. Get going on with it. We've got Venus walking his dogs in Winnetka. One's in a backpack because, you know, he's gay. You're not really gay in LA, even in Winnetka, unless you've got a dog in a backpack.
Yeah.
At some point in your life. Mm-hmm. It's required. Mm-hmm. Then in another example of, are these two just cousins or are they fucking each other? We go over to Jason and Chris at their apartment, and Chris is like, hey, want me to film you making a dirty little milkshake? And he's like, yeah, film it. Yeah, let's make this milkshake. Yeah, I need my protein. Oh, yeah, get your protein on. Huh. Well, don't worry. It's going to make you shit your pants at the gym. I'm like, okay, you guys, just fuck on the, just fuck.
Just fuck. Just do it. Jason's like, welcome to the crib. Today, we're making a protein shake with Chris. So to all those people who are supporting their OnlyFans, get excited for that great content.
Coming up later today, should I do it in one gulp?
Yeah, you should.
And then Jason's like, yeah, and this is how you will shit your pants at the gym. Don't squat too deep. So then they laugh. Yeah. And we go over to Natalie's apartment, and she's moving her sectional around. I'm very impressed. Once I put a sectional together, that thing I do not touch until I have to ever move. So she is taking it apart to vacuum under it. And she's like, oh my God, look at this. Like, what's under here? What's under this fucking couch? Oh my God, it's a tea. Oh my God, it's a tea bag. I mean, finding a pen cap, finding coins, whatever, dog hair. But it has a tea bag get under there. It's like a full unused tea bag. Oh my God, it's a tea. So that means like someone was drinking tea and was like, they did not know what happened to their tea bag. There's a story behind that.
I think the tea bag belongs in the previous scene. Like, they're blending the characters too much. So then we go to Guillermo, and he's cleaning the restaurant, which is hilarious because we've all been to the restaurant and we know it's not clean. And he's cleaning some glass, and Lisa's there, and she's like, oh, give it to me. If you want a job done properly, do it yourself. Look at this. I'm just doing this in the air, but look at Rocio's hand actually moving against the glass as I do it. It's a new trick I learned. Magic.
Control. So a bunch of liquor boxes came in, and she's like, okay, well, I'm not helping you with that. I'm going to put my back out if I touch these boxes. Oh, look, look at this bottle. Oh, this, I was thinking this sounds really good. Strawberry lemonade in a bottle. But then I see it's got vodka in it. I was going to have some. Oh, isn't that naughty? Vodka, strawberry lemonade. By the way, why do you have boxed or bottled vodka, strawberry lemonade? I feel like that's, like, at a restaurant, I feel like you should have, like, your fresh lemonade, and then your strawberry. Like, you should be making all that and adding in the vodka, but she's just getting it in a bottle pre-made. I was like, oh.
I'm impressed like that she has anything that's not named Vanderpump in her restaurants. Because I went to Tom Tom and we were ordering some wine, and they only have Vanderpump wine.
Yeah,
you can't order anything else. So I was impressed. I was impressed that she opened up the floor. So she's like, "All right, Guillermo, let's get down to brass taxes. That's where you pay taxes in brass. Go for it, big boy." It's like, "I don't have any money." "That's right, because you work for me. Let's talk about the 20th anniversary of Pump. I'm going to do a magic trick. I'm going to take off 4 years of the restaurant that you owned before I came in here and took it over and made it a decent place to get goat cheese and bananas at happy hour. It's a 20-year anniversary now. Years erased. Magic."
"When we came to the United States to get our visas, I'll never forget Ken and I arriving in a wagon being pulled by a sad donkey. I had a ball gown tied up in a bindle behind me and wearing a straw hat and just trying to make a dime here or there. And we pulled up our wagon to the Abbey and we looked here and we said, 'Please, please, will you give us gainful employment? Surely you have need for a magician's smoke bomb flares.' And I emerged in that gown that was previously bindled, and it turned out the wagon, what was pulled by a donkey, was merely a Mercedes with Pandy in the back seat. And they said, 'We will hire you, except we're not hiring right now. Go down the road. There's a restaurant called Sir.' And that's where we went."
I love her. "Well, at first we looked at the Abbey." Well, okay. Well, there's your first business mistake, because that place is making $1 zillion a day still, probably. It's like, "Damn, Chapel Roan, you chose wrong. You chose wrong." So they got the little shithole named Sir, and she met Guillermo. Do you think Sir still stood for a sexy, unique restaurant? No. Or do you think that was a Lisa thing? She's like, "It was Sir. We shall change the meaning. Instead of so, you are Guillermo. Let's call it Sexy Unique Restaurant."
I feel like it was originally called Sir because it was, it probably was like the French word Sir, which I believe means on, if my French presidency does not betray me. But I just feel like it was not Sexy Unique Restaurant. I feel like it was just French. Or whatever it was, it just was not what it was. And I think Lisa was like, "Ooh, we don't want to change the signage, but here's what we do. We make it stand for something new, Sexy Unique Restaurant." And we've just gotten so used to the fact that it's called Sexy Unique Restaurant that I think we've forgotten how utterly batshit crazy it is to call a restaurant that, an acronym of sexy. This restaurant is called Sexy Unique Restaurant. Like, that is one of the craziest things you could ever call a restaurant. And we're just so immune to it now.
It's just so Lisa, you know. I remember when they had that behind the show thing about Beverly Hills, you know, the behind the scenes thing after about season one. And they were saying that Lisa was insisting that if she comes on the show, her name had to be Pinky. She didn't want to go by her real name. She had to be Pinky. And they're like, "No, that's not going to work, lady. She's a kook." So he's like, "Oh, I'm so grateful, Lisa. So grateful that we could have this restaurant together." She's like, "Oh, grateful to you too, darling. It's a partnership. We couldn't have done it without each other. Now get back to moving all the boxes and cleaning everything. I don't really work here."
No, right? So by the way, in this little sequence, we do see some photos from like 1999, which is crazy. Like young Guillermo, young Natalie. Sort of wild. So Lisa's like, "Well, I would like to talk to you about one more thing. Well, we've got to reschedule some of the staff a little bit because I'm taking a group to Paso Robles because they've got women in wine event and I want to pour some women into some wine. Ho ho, dunk tank. I love them so much.
I need to bring a bunch of men as well because unfortunately the women are trapped in wine bottles and we need big strong hands to get them out."
"Women in wine, or as they like to call it,
wee.
is a very important organization. It's to be the women in wine of the year, the wee is very exciting. And I don't know, sometimes when they line us all up, it's wee and wee and wee, and then someone starts singing in the jungle, the mighty jungle, and it just goes from there. It's so fun. Anyway."
I don't know why I feel such anxiety about it. Maybe because I'm bringing my staff.
"As we are, it's very important that they represent me properly. So then we see a flashback. She's like, I don't know why I feel anxiety about bringing them. And we see a flashback of Nada be like, you're a bitch to me all the time. I was a bitch one night. Now you're a bitch to me all the time. Hey, hold on 1 second. I don't know what you're doing right now, but stop it. Stop it. Don't act like this. And otherwise you'll be fired.
And another clip of Angelica being like, he's got an OnlyFans. He uses a penis pump. Do you even know what that is? She's like, oh,
what will we think?
So she's like, all they need to do is serve and pour. I mean, how difficult can it be? I don't know. You might want to look at your service ratings on the app.
Seriously.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Guillermo, so she's going to have Guillermo sort out that wine. And now we go to Lake Hollywood Park and Marcus and Kim are working out. God, I love these lovebirds. I love a forever couple doing forever couple things. So they're working out at the Hollywood Park, Lake Hollywood Park, which was, you know, fine. And Kim is like, oh my God, let's jump rope. This is terrible. Oh my God. And they're trying to work out. And Mark's like, oh, maybe the grass isn't the way to go. And he's like, oh man, I feel the Tito's dripping out of my forehead right now. Right? Huh? Huh? So now they sit down to properly start their scene. And he's like, oh man, I slept for like 2 seconds last night. I'm surprised I even got up to come here. Are you pissed at me?
Oh, God. So this scene is basically him going, yeah, I was yelling at you for no reason last night, just starting shit to give something to our relationship. Hope you're not mad. And she's like, oh, my God. I just want to trust him, but then he just, like, starts fighting it, and I just don't know what I'm going to do. Like, he was upset, but, like, now we're back together. And he says that subconsciously, maybe he is pushing Kimberly away because he'd been drinking. And, you know, he was a buzzing cousin, guys. And so he wanted a big reaction that night. You know why? Because he's toxic. And then he winks. Yeah. He's like, know what I mean? Yeah, love that toxicity.
Yeah, and then Kim is telling us, I've done all the right, or she tells him, I've done all the right things to make you feel like I'm your complete ride or die. So when things like that happen, it makes me feel like there's like nothing else I can do. I'm like, that's correct. And therefore, you should leave him. End of story. But she tells us, you know, Marcus has been given like really shitty cards from the universe because like of everything. Like he lost his parents. He wound up dating me. I mean, really shitty cards. And I'm just like never going to like be there for you. Like I'm never not going to be there during your worst time of your life. I will be there for you. And then I'll also complain at the same time.
There's never a time I'm not going to be there for you in the worst time of your life, except when you piss me off and I say things like, I'm not going to be there for his parents being dead. Like I'm sick of it. He can go over there and he can worry about himself and see what it's like to have me.
You know, I've so seen all the great, like, yeah, I've seen all the great, amazing right. sides of him. And it's like really hard when all the bad sides are just thrust on me. And of course he has nothing but bad sides, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm never going to abandon him until, you know, later today.
Yeah. And he's like, oh God, sometimes I can be a little bitch, babe. She's like, I forgive you. Remember you were a bitch. Like when I ate your last goat cheese ball and you'll just like not talk to me for 20 minutes. Okay. But that's valid. You know, the other thing that he started a fight over was not valid. That was stupid. No, but was you take my last goat cheese balls, you're going to get a gift. And it's going to be a bus ticket to somewhere far away. And it's going to be one way because I will never speak to you again.
Yeah. So then we go to the beach, Perry's Beach Cafe specifically, because now Shane Davis is meeting with Angela. And he's like, ha, 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 good to see you. She's like, oh my God, like, it's so good to see you. Like, I'm going to need you to, like, take charge and, like, order something for me because I'm a girl with a broken back. Which, by the way, did you not get any? You got x-rays. Are we just not going to find out what happened to your back? Hello, I've been waiting all week.
Yeah, MRI mystery not solved. So he's like, yeah, you know what I like about Angelica? She's hitting the gym. You can see it. Yeah, that's what I like. I like that she works out. She's a quad mommy. She has a nice little waist, looking bad as fuck, you know, beautiful skin. He's probably also smart. I mean, I don't fucking know, but maybe.
They're like, yeah, she's probably really smart. I cut to her walking in the sand in her boots that she wore to the beach. So then Shane's like, ha, I was kind of hoping you'd be in a bikini for the beach for a second, but I guess not. She's like, sorry. She's like, yeah, but you got this cute ass outfit on. I really like it a lot. Okay, how, let me ask you, how you feeling about Wrath last night right now? Okay.
Well, she talks about Audrey and like it didn't end the way she wanted it to. Honestly, I adore her.
And he's like, yeah, you guys are going to be fans. This is all going to be fucking behind us. I mean, somebody's got to be the bigger person. May as well be you, my rat. God, your ass. Hey, be the person with a better ass. How come nobody ever says that? You know?
How can I be the bigger person? I'm only 5'2". I'm petite with a broken back, so now I'm down to 5'1".
And he's like, yeah, but like, I think you're that person. I'm going to be honest, okay? I mean, her apology game needs like a little work, but Angelica, she's a musician. And I'm just like, damn, I can see this is kind of going to evolve a little bit. That was me laughing to music because she's a musician.
So she is going to try it. Okay. She's going to try and, make up for everything with what's her face. So she's like, yeah, he's like objectively my type, but like, I'm looking like for the chase, you know, something exciting. That's going to be fun. Well, you need to run though. That's how the chase works.
You can't run if you got a broken back.
You want to run, run girl. If you want to chase, run girl.
Did you not notice that her torso is not even attached to her legs anymore? It's horrifying what happened to her. So
she's moving herself on like a little cart with rollers. So she's like, well, I mean, you like bring a new girl in every week. So I was like, okay. And he goes, nobody in my family is monogamous. They're ethically non-monogamous, though, if that makes any sense. We don't kill cows while we fuck other girls.
No, yeah, we don't inject any hormones while we are fucking lots of people.
So you're not monogamous? He's like, huh? No, I mean, yeah, I know. I don't think so. I mean, I haven't been in a relationship in 5 years. You know, ever since I was shot, I haven't been in a relationship since about 6 years after that. So I just don't do relationships. She's like, oh, okay, well, I'm glad you're telling me those now. He's like, okay, well, what's on your list? Like number one, number two, number three priorities? What it do? What it do? Tell me about your priorities. What it do?
She's like, well, monogamy. He goes, okay. He goes, well, we're fucking that up already. She goes, yeah, I don't know if I have the ability to change his mind about monogamy, but I'm willing to try. Sometimes all it takes is the right person. Like, what? Oh, God, no. Don't fall into the, he'll change for me. No, he won't, okay? He won't even make change for you. No.
Imagine if he's just, like, talking about monograms, he got confused.
Yeah, I don't like anything in my cuffs. No, I'm non-monogamous. That's just the way I roll.
So she's like, I really want like intelligence and a good credit score. I'm like, okay, so none of that seems to be at this table between the two of you.
So you're just not going to date anyone on this cast.
What are you doing on this show?
And he goes, okay, well, what's 4, 5, 6? I mean, somewhere. I got to be on this list somewhere. And she goes, okay, do you know how to operate a laundry machine? He goes, oh, got one in my house.
Yes. There we go. There we go. Okay. What to do? Laundry machine in the house. Guess what? I got a GE. It's from the Monogram collection. That just worked out real well right there.
Okay. So you want them not to be disgusting. Great. I got that one going. So I was just going to say, you know, there's no food in your teeth right now. She goes, thank you. So you want a kiss? Let's kiss. She goes, oh my God. If you want a kiss, just kiss me.
Okay.
Consent is for contracts. Like, what do you...
Sorry, that's his
noise. So they kiss, and it's really awkward. And
then he's
like leaning over the beach chair. So it's really awkward.
And then he pulls out, and he's like, well, pulls out of the kiss, I should say. And he goes, that was fucking sick. And he's like, she's like, you're like a 5-year-old. Yeah, but like, I kind of want a little bit more, though. So they kiss again, and they're just totally annoying.
So now we go to the 20th anniversary party. I call it an anniversary because it's a lie. It's a lie of an anniversary. So Demi's there. She's like, oh, I need Marcos. I need Marcos right now. He's like, what do you need? She goes, I need more of Sauve Blanc, more of this stuff. So grab it yourself. And she's like, oh, yeah, like all of a sudden, Angelica comes. This is just everybody coming to work, you know, talking about the weather. And Angelica's like, oh, my God, all of a sudden the weather acts right and I have to work.
Everyone will be ready for tonight. It's going to be a who's who of who, and that's you're going to serve more lots of bees. I'm a wee, so be good.
She says, every time I say so has been open for 20 years, I get a shiver down my spine and I realize it's just the flaps of air coming from Ginn's wig blowing on my back. 20 bloody years, it's time to toot our horn. Let's have a bloody good party.
And so Natalie's like, Guillermo posted that Sir was open like in 1998, which is like the year I was born. So if this is the Sir 20th anniversary, like, and I'm 20 years old, can somebody let me know? Like, what?
Turns out it's actually the 26th anniversary of Sir, but Lisa at Sir has only been 20 years. Guys, it's been figured out. Oh my God. Hey, Lisa, it's Demi. Can I talk to you? Yes, of course. What's going on? Well, we need to talk about something very important, okay? Why do you look so perturbed? There's 60 people coming right now. No,
it's
yeah,
just
that's
my face.
Great. Yeah, I'm resting perturbed face. I thought you knew that by now.
Yeah. Well, I don't think like anything's fun right now, is it? She goes, no, it's not fun. Well, what's wrong? Are you going to get to it? My time is very, very expensive. I've got a bunch of people no one's ever seen or heard from before coming to this restaurant any moment to get free goat cheese bowls. So go ahead. Okay, well, like, I'm in work mode now. Talk. Okay, well, yeah, like, it's a restaurant. Do you have something to say to me? Just say what you've got to say to me, woman. She's like, okay, well, like, last night I was off, but my phone was blowing up because Jason didn't show up to his shift.
He didn't show up? By the way, who is Jason? Well, he was scheduled and he didn't show up to his shift, like I said. Well, what I hate is when somebody doesn't show up. They leave a short staff just because they're picking around, and we're not going to have that whatsoever. However, Jason is one of the best waiters in all of Los Angeles. What am I to do? I can't just fire him.
Wait a minute, Jason's the little tiny one. Oh, so you're saying we were short-staffed by the short staff? Get it! Get him over here. I want to talk to him. I'm going to tell him if you can't play by the rules, expect a spin-off and a raise, mister.
If you can't play by the rules, then enjoy having an all-expense-paid vacation to Paso Robles, sir.
For you!
So, Chris is talking to Audrey. He's like, oh my God, you got so much sun. She's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm going to be working in the back. She's like, yeah, I'll find you. He goes, yeah, you better, because you didn't find me last time. So, you know what? I'm going to be really upset if I don't see that face. Ding!
So, Audrey kisses Chris. And then Kim is like, oh my God, your Scarlett Johansson here is like really Scarlett Johanssoning today. Hold on, can I talk to you here for a second? Stay the fuck away from my man, Scott Johansson, okay? He's not yours. Okay, I'm talking to you again. You look great.
Fucking Kim. I like that Kim's in movie star mode today because she calls her Scarlett Johansson. And earlier she's like, do you like my sunglasses? They're totally giving J-Lo. Yeah. So Lisa's like, all right, everyone, settle down. This is a big moment for us, everybody. And we're going to be co-hosting WeWa, the Women in Wine event in Paso Robles. And I'm going to take some of you, the very, very lucky few. We're going to have fun. We're celebrating women trapped in wine bottles. Sort of depressing, sure. How do they get oxygen? Nobody knows.
But it's a beguiling event full of mystery and magic. Come join. So then Lisa goes, well, and so Chris laughs because she says, do you guys all understand me? And everyone goes, yes. And Chris laughs like, I don't know, he just laughs. What? It's not funny. Do I look like I'm laughing about little ladies trapped in glass bottles, drowning in rosé? It's a terrible thing. Terrible, terrible. And you know, I'm hearing good things about you, but not so good things about your other half. That was a pivot. I bet you thought that when I said I'm hearing good things, that there'd be a compliment. But instead, it was a diss on the little one. Where is he? Bring him to me.
He's like, I don't know. She goes, isn't he on shift? He's supposed to be on shift. I demand. And they're like, no, he's not here till 6:30. She goes, oh, all right, about 6:30. Well, so Jason didn't show up. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? She's like, it's 6:30 right now. Oh, well, I'll deal with him when it's not 6:30. And you see his little face pop up behind. He's like, hey, hi.
So it's, exactly, where's Jason? He didn't come in yet. What? He's late? No, he's supposed to get in here at 6:30. Oh, okay. But it's 6:30 now. Oh. Well, then I'll talk to him later. I'll talk to him after. It's actually hilarious seeing it back. Like when I watched it, I thought nothing of it. But reading it back, that sequence is amazing.
There you are. Nice of you to grace us with your presence. At least I think that's your presence. I only can see the tips of your little spiky head. Oh, adorable. Anyway, what's your excuse? Let me guess. Make it out with your cousin again. That was a joke. We'll talk about it in a minute. A little bit later, but not soon. Anyway.
I'd like an excuse for you being on time tonight, mister. Think it over.
We'll talk a little bit after a few minutes, but before several minutes. Anywho, let's make sure everybody has a really good time. 20 years is something you should be proud of. Of course, that is also the time when you start getting old and decrepit. Anyway, good luck.
All right, eyebrow ass, get over here.
So he's like, yes, Lisa.
What's going on with you, little one? Please move your eyebrows back so I can make sure you have... Okay, you do have eyes. Okay, great. Now turn around, I'll just talk to your ass.
He's like, okay, well, yesterday...
Think very carefully before you speak because I am not happy. I'm holding a gold watch to put around your wrist right now, mister.
Jason's like, so I texted...
You don't have to literally think carefully. Just say the sentence. Oh, okay.
I texted Demi yesterday and I just didn't know how the schedule system worked. And so I'm technically like not good with that stuff. Like I don't really understand computers. So like, you know, I was like pre-med in school, but by pre-med, it was like I was learning about the Mediterranean, but I was like hoping to be like, it was before I learned about the Mediterranean. So I'm just like figuring out computers. It's confusing.
Pre-med. So if Jason wanted to be a doctor, how would he have organized everything? I mean, was he the kind of doctor that didn't show where his patients were and didn't know what leg was supposed to be chopped off? What if he chopped off the wrong leg?
The answer is actually yes to all those things. He is exactly that, would have been that doctor.
Listen, being pre-med is not the same thing as being med. Okay? It's a path, but it's a path he fell off of. Okay, or was pushed off of, or was fucked off of, really, or fucked off. He was probably fucked a lot on the path. Just he's not on the path anymore. Let's get over it.
You know, when you signed up for that major, he's like, hey guys, just signed up for preemed. Like what? Preemed. I mean, get preemed. That's pre-med. Oh, cool.
That's when I pre-cum all over your face on the internet. Like, oh yeah, that's not what we do in this class.
That's not what pre-med is.
They're like opening up a frog. He's like, do I fuck that? No, no, no.
I feel like I'm about to cream all over it. I'm preemed.
Okay, that was a terrible story. Why did you tell that to me when I'm trying to teach you something? Do you want to keep working here, Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I love it here. Yeah, absolutely.
You're smiling, though. You're smiling.
Because you're charming. That's why.
Oh, I'm so defenseless to male charm. I can't help it. Well, guess what? I'm not smiling right now on the outside, on the inside. Ooh, chopped to bits.
Listen here, buddy. You can't charm me. I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. You better get a work. What's happening to me?
It's like so not charmed. She is very charmed. She's like, all right, mister. Next time we're doing this on my lap. Do you understand?
So then they're getting ready for this party and Marcus is in the kitchen and he's like, he and Demi are going over some stuff and she asked him to do something. And he's like, by the way, stupid question. Do you want me to go get the pink bar to get some waters, whatever? She's like, yeah, do whatever you need. Okay. And she's like, fill up these waters. And the point is that after they have this discussion of like, hey, can you do this for me? Can you do that? Okay, fill it up. Okay, cool. All right. And then she leaves and he goes, okay, love you. He says, I love you to Demi. And she goes, I'm not saying it back, Marcus. He's like, no, say it back. It's like funny banter. But of course, Natalie there is like, okay, so like Kim doesn't get mad if you guys say I love you, but like I literally say I love you and I'm like the worst person in the world who can sing really great. Like that's so fucked up.
It's like, whatever, you shithead. She goes, yeah, I'm not a shithead. I'm just real. Yeah, so take that.
You're a shithead.
So he's like, whatever. So now Jason is...
That's why we stopped to really like spell that out, because it like changes everything.
Yeah, so Jason is talking to Venus, and he's asking for help with the menu. And Venus goes, yeah, which menu? And he goes, the whole one. So he's like, yeah, I need to prove to people that I'm not just some OnlyFans kid, you know, like they think I'm not a real worker. Just like I'm just a pretty face and stupid. Like, no, I actually look up to Lisa and I care about what she thinks about me and I'm a pretty face, and I'm stupid. A lot of things can be true at one time. I'm preemed.
Listen, Jason, we know that you look up to Lisa. We literally can see it. It's right on our screen.
Get higher shoes. What do you want from me?
So Venus is, he's like, oh, Venus is like, okay, well, okay, Jason, well, we can talk about the menu. So what would you recommend as an appetizer? Honestly, cheese balls. Goat cheese balls. It's called goat cheese balls. And why would you recommend them? Because you can play baseball with them. Okay, they're not real balls like that. Okay, they're made of goat cheese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, they hold a lot of cum. No, they're goat cheese balls. They hold a lot of goat cum. No, come on, man. You don't even have to know any. You don't have to know nothing about goat cheese balls. I mean, people don't even work here to have to know that our goat cheese balls are like the most popular item on the menu. I mean, Jason needs to be educated in American history. And by the way, Venus is now in his testimonial wearing no shirt and a fur, like a faux fur vest.
Cap this fucking guy. It's so funny.
Jason's like, well, instead of me explaining what I would say about the cheese balls, why don't you say, what would you say about them? And so Venus is like, they're the most popular thing on the menu and everyone's obsessed with the goat cheese balls. They're so good. I could eat 40 of them. Okay, cool. That's the kind of shit I say. Then get to it. So then we go.
By the way, they're liars on this show. They show goat cheese balls while they're talking about them. They like show an order of goat cheese balls. And there's like six goat cheese balls. They look gorgeous. That's not how they are. They come with like three. And they're like $19.
Right.
So come on.
But it was the past lying. App
I version. I see through you.
It was the past app version. And so it was a tray. It's the past app version. Whatever. The past app
version
is fancier.
Show me a real version of what I get for $9 million. Okay.
No, seriously.
It's fucking cheaters. And don't go for happy hour because they change it. So you can't get goat cheese balls at happy hour. They make them goat cheese empanadas. So you have to come back for dinner to get the balls.
International. So Angelica's at the front and talking to Kim. And she's like, oh my God, I like went on a date with Shane earlier. And like, I came in feeling like Hailey Bieber next to Justin Bieber, just like completely dressed up. And he came in sweats. I was like, what part of Shane Davis said he was going to come in and anything other than sweats, you know? So she's like, I mean, it was like really cute. Like we just like got to know each other. And I just feel like every time I talk to him, I just feel like I have so much to talk to him about. He has a washing machine. Did you know that? That's like... so adult.
And Audrey's standing there while she's talking to Kim and she's just like looking around, like giving a face. She's like, I'd rather poke my eyes out with sporks than work with Angelica right now. And Kim's like, oh my God, that's exciting. These sunglasses are J-Lo, right? So do you think you're going to go out again?
Sorry, I just have to say, I love that that we've gotten back to like poor waiters on this show because like not even in their theoreticals can they afford proper silverware. I'm going to gouge my eyes out with sporks. It's like...
She's like taking the free shit they give you at the Whole Foods.
I'm gonna By the way, Whole Foods,
how am I supposed
packet?
To eat with this thing? They're like, here's a little wooden spork. Good luck. Good luck with that.
She can't even dream of a possibility where she could hold just like actual real silverware to gouge her eyes out with.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Yeah. So Kim's like, yeah, J-Lo sunglasses. That's me, J-Lo Gorga. So Audrey is like, I think that like Shane should actually run for the hills if he knew what was good for him. Like based on his story about like getting into a model fight where he got shot five times, I don't think he knows what's good for him, but that's okay.
He doesn't know how to run.
And there's that too. Audrey's like, I know he's thinking with his little pecker right now, but he could like woodpeck, pack somewhere else, right? Sporks. I don't have a spork. I really could use a free spork.
Yeah. Audrey will get better, maybe. So she's like, yeah, I don't have a lot of trust for Angelica. And Angelica's like, am I invisible? Because like I'm like with I start like with 100 people like giving them my full trust. Oh no. She's like, yeah, am I invisible? Because I'm like standing right here. And Audrey says, I start at 100 with people and I give them my full trust, but then when it's broken, I distance myself. That's it. So I'm distant now. Take it. You know what? Take it while we're a foot away from each other, having to work with each other at the hostess stand. Enjoy this close distance you're about to get from me.
And Angelica tells us, usually people like have the courtesy to shit talk you behind your back, not when you're standing like right in front of them. So Audrey's like, yeah.
Yeah, because like Audrey does this thing where she moves like right in front of Angelica. And she's like, yeah, I don't really trust Angelica. She's like,
I'm still here. So
he didn't recognize you, that broken back. Sorry. So Audrey tells us, I like my friends like I like my Prada. Unreachable. Oh, I mean real.
Yeah, I was going to say, like my friends like I like my Prada. Non-existent.
Something I've never had before. I've never had friends.
Borrowed? You into borrowed friends? I mean, what the hell? Stolen? Something I steal all of my friends.
Something I've seen on TV. So there's Jazz.
So this Marcus.
Is, okay. I just want to say for this party, I love that there was no one from the original show at this party who like ostensibly kept this restaurant in business. And B, I like that they were playing jazz. Like, this is a classy establishment. Like, ooh, we're invited to the Europeans. Martin is here somewhere. Play the jazz.
But it's jazz played by 12-year-olds. Like, they show, and this was really funny, too. They show, like, this little kid walking in with drums. He's like, where do I set up? He's like, who took you off the street? Call your mother. And they all look like they were stolen from Max's music school in Hollywood.
they probably were.
Like, hi, we're here to play some jazz.
All right, darling. His third chair in his junior high, darling. Very, very good.
Tamara's daughter's there. Just because
she's like, I wrote a song school. About eating people.
Good. How about you change the lyrics to be about goat cheese balls? Get in the lineup.
Pretend the person was a goat cheese empanada.
You're hired. I'm taking you to Wee U.
Wee Woo.
Wee Woo.
Have you ever, young lady, young Tamara's daughter, have you ever considered putting yourself into a wine bottle so I could save you?
Hey, Kimberly, can I get a couple of drink menus? So I'm going to take him to this little desk over there. So he could, you know, Marcus is just being nice to his girlfriend. So now you just said that nobody who made Sir was a success was here. Right. And I'm here to prove you wrong because he is here. And his name is Peter.
Peter.
And he looks like Meatloaf now. So Peter's here and he's like, hey.
The singer or the cuisine or both.
If Meatloaf and Meatloaf had a baby and got Gerard Depardieu's hair.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Meatloaf and R.I.P. whatever Meatloafed with.
And never R.I.P. to something that will never die. Meatloaf.
He'll do anything for love, but he won't do that. He has boundaries. He has boundaries. He will not conceive of Peter.
He's like, oh, Lisa, how you doing? She's like, oh, 20 years, Peter. I see it all over your face. He's like, I've been here since 2008.
Yes, I know. I've been almost dragged to so many film festivals where you played a scientific fiction character. Didn't like that.
Sonny. It's funny, you showed up when you were just in diapers, and you also showed up when Ken was just starting with diapers. God, circles, am I right?
I think I used to change your diapers, and I would say someday you'll grow up and marry Pandy. Oh, anyway, so Ken, and then Ken's like, are you planning to get rid of him, babe? No. Peter, he's perfect. He's part of the furniture, the establishment. Which is so funny. She's basically like, no, he's basically a chair. And not one of the chairs that we burned down and got insurance chairs. Remember there was that thing where it's like, we need to get new chairs because the other chairs were burned to this. They like, some of the chairs were burned or they were stolen.
Vanderpump has had like 100 fires. There's always a fire around Lisa Vanderpump. Somehow, no one knows how it keeps happening, but it does.
She had to bring in like a lady, remember, to like reupholster the chairs. Like, oh, the chairs are fixed. Now reupholster Peter, he's basically a chair.
Reupholster the chairs with the skin that Peter shed last week.
Marcus and Kim are talking and he's like, whoa, babe, a little snippiness just came my way because Demi was bitching and moaning about me putting waters out. So I was like, I love you. And she's like, I love you too. And then Natalie walks by and she goes, oh, so Kimberly's okay with you guys telling each other that you love each other? And Kim's like, oh my God, what is wrong with her?
I mean, the truth is that like him, I mean, Natalie had a fair logical point on that one. Marcus is so ridiculous going over to Kim to immediately rat out Natalie and then to just inflame the two of them. Like, this guy loves having the women fight over him. So he's like, well, you know, Kimberly is like a CIA agent, so if I come home and I hadn't told her something that happened, she'd smell it on me. I'm like, well, how about you date someone where you don't have such a relationship built on suspicion, where you
maybe stop lying.
Don't lie
so that your girlfriend's not paranoid all the time.
How about you guys just like both never talk to each other again?
But he just wants to get her mad, and it works. She falls for the bait. She's like, oh my God, literally an obsession, and I don't want to tell her. I'm going to tell her. She needs to stop. And you know what? I'm going to tell her right now. And he's like, now? And she's like, yeah. He goes, uh-oh. So she marches up, and what's her buns? Natalie's behind the bar, and Kim's like, hi, I know you're busy, so I'm going to tell you this now. Enough is enough.
Whoa, got the gifts ready. Enough is
enough.
You just
got Gayla. You just got J-Lo. I said two J-Lo movies in one sentence.
I don't care about the enough floss that she enough. Got. Okay. She's like, what? It's Oral-B. So she's like, enough is enough. She's like, well, what? It's like, stop talking about me and Marcus's relationship. Stop sending jabs. Why do you care so much? Like, I literally don't care. I'm like, just like making observations. It's like, Marcus, like, what the fuck are you doing running to Kimberly setting off a bomb? Like, when honestly, if you have a brain, you should see that the whole situation that's been going on for like weeks and weeks, you know, has been recognized that you're like making it like so much worse. Like, what?
Yeah, because you come over here and I'm like working and I'm like, you're upset for no reason. She's like, oh yeah? Well, to tell you to shut the fuck up, that's why I'm here. So you look like an idiot and you look like you're obsessed with my relationship. She's like, oh okay, that's your opinion. Whatever. She's like, yeah, that is my opinion, you dumb bitch. And then Lisa over here, she's like, girls, we've got children on instruments. We're paying them 13 cents an hour. Please have some respect. Sir is 20 years old.
Well, I asked her not to be in the bar, and can she like go back to like the host stand and like leave me alone? Because like I'm in the bar and like I'm about to sing a song. Do you want to hear it? It goes like this. It's like a really good song, and she's like ruining it right now. Get her to leave.
Yeah, well then stop talking about everybody else and don't touch me and don't push me out. She goes, but you're in my section. She goes, yeah, well, I'm not in your section. Yes, you are. Lisa here. Please, you're not doing this now. Please, not on this very important day for sir. The guy who twirls the subway sign down the street just came in. He's a celebrity.
I have a man over there with the hair of Liza Minnelli holding a tiny dog, and we do not want to offend him, so please go back to your stations.
And Kim goes, you know what? I'm going to be professional. I love that. I love Kim, who marched over here to start shit and to complain, is now going to be like, you know what? I'll be the professional, the two of us. You what? You were the one who was being ridiculous. Oh, God.
And you are accosting her at her station, which she can't leave because it's a little jail cell. It's a bar.
It's like the little lemonade stand bar that they have in the middle of the restaurant. So Lisa's like, okay, I'll tell you. She's like, so Natalie's like, tell her that people can hear her.
I am telling you right now, and I'll tell her.
But why are you telling her then? Why are you telling her then if you're going to tell me? Why are you telling her
later? But I'm telling you now.
No, you're not telling her. You're telling me.
It's a sneak preview of what I'll tell her later, because I'll tell her at 6:47. But I'm telling you now at 6:32. Good luck.
Whatever. Do not roll your eyes at me, young lady. She goes, I didn't, I swear. She goes, listen, stop doing this. Huge day for sir. So now we cut to the boy, you know, the guys playing. They're and trays are being passed, and Jason has some goat cheese balls, and he goes up to a guest and he's like, goat cheese balls, you're supposed to eat the bottom too. It's like, why? Please stop talking like you're about to take a load from anyone.
I was like,
in the restaurant, Jason, this is not your OnlyFans, sir.
This is his like learning Alex moment for how to go on OnlyFans. So you're supposed to eat the bottom part too, which is something I learned. And so then the guy's like, oh yeah. He's like, oh, you don't want the bottom part? He's like, it's not sticking. He's like, oh, okay. Just grab the whole thing. Just grab it and just like rub it down and just put it in your mouth, you know, bro.
Swallow it whole. That's what you're supposed to do. He's like, oh, why do I have a boner? I don't know, but it's going to cost you $11.
Damn it.
So Marcus is like, wow, duck and potato pistachio tureen, right? Let me know how it is. Natalie, you know you want some of this duck and pistachio tureen, eh, Natalie? And she's like, oh,
can't believe him, Venus. I just came back, and then Marcus is like, Demi, I saw you say it back, and then Demi, I love you. And then I was like, so you can say I love you to Demi? And then I was like, oh my God, it's so interesting that Kimberly doesn't care if I say I love you to Demi, because I'm the worst person ever for just having a friendship with him. And then he went over to get him, and then now it's like a big deal. Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm a
Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, Kim shouldn't have taken the bait in the first place, but I wish Natalie and Kim would just, like, stop fighting and realize that the problem is Marcus, like it always is. And also split ends, but that's more my issue. So Natalie's like, Kimberly,
yeah, but
like,
then Kimberly came back and she said, I'm pathetic and stupid. And he's like, well, you know, broken clocks. She's like, I don't know what that means, but she's not letting it go.
Marcus is like literally Regina George with a burn book, and she's throwing papers in the school and like taking a step back and letting everyone else fight about it, knowing that he was the ringleader the entire time. Like, so Venus is like, Natalie, this is like really cool, but I've got a full section.
I'll he's doing it to their face, which isn't Regina George, which is the whole point of the burn book. I mean, I don't want to get too in the weeds with the plot, but I mean, come on.
So Jason is offering more things. He's like, madam, would you like an umpanamba namba? What? Empanada, you idiot!
In Canada? No, it's not a country, goddammit! Oh, sort him out, Chris, will you? I don't want to lose him, but he just doesn't take it seriously. I mean, the man can't even pronounce empanada!
It's so important to know the menu, to know what we're selling. It's like trying to sell a car and not knowing what the model is. For goodness sake, I think Jason knows more about flashlights and penis pumps than he does my fucking menu. He's like, well, we have penis pumps on the menu today. See, look at that. It's an empanada, not a penis pump.
The menu also, I don't think, has changed for 24 years. It is the exact, you want grilled salmon? Go there. Do you want a goat cheese balls? Go there. That's it. Yeah. Tuna tartare. You can also get that. So Natalie is, she's like, oh, please go get Lisa a drink, Natalie. And Natalie's like, for who? She goes, the dog. Lisa wants it for the dog, for Donut. And Natalie's like, Donut the dog? Oh my God. If I was a dog, which glass would I wear? Which glass would I want? I mean, I don't know. I'm not a dog. How would I know? I'm a dog. Look for the right glass.
Marcus.
You've never
Marcus.
Had to get Lisa a drink for her dog before? You people really don't work here, do you?
Come yeah. on. Marcus, like, what? Why? Why would you do that? He's like, I didn't do nothing. He's like, how did she know about the comment that I made? He's like, other people heard it. He's such a fucker. It's crazy how much of a fucker he is. So she's like, do you know the things that she just called me? She said, I'm obsessed with you and I'm pathetic and I'm stupid. He's like, sorry. He's like, whatever. You guys fight now.
All right, time for Lisa's speech. So everybody's cheering for her. And then on the side of the room, Kim's like, babe, you busy? He goes, yeah, so busy. Can I tell you what just happened? Because Natalie, she's like, how did she hear about that moment? And I was like, I don't know. Someone must have overheard it. Isn't that funny? She goes, no, babe, you need to tell her you're the one who said it to me. He's like, but why? She's like, because she feels like she can mention you and talk this way. And it's exactly what bothers me about her, that she thinks she has access to you and can be like, come over here. This is what Kimberly did. Like, we're cutting that off right now. She no longer has access to you.
And Marcus is like, okay, was it ugly for you? She's like, I don't want to even have like no access. I don't want to have any type of conversation with you about me ever. Okay, none of that. And he's like, well, I don't think she thinks that. She does think that, because she wouldn't have come up and she wouldn't have said that to you if she didn't think that. He's like, oh, sorry. Everyone, I have a speech. Welcome to you, sir. 20 years ago, we opened these doors and we said, we come to this place for magic. We come to sir, to laugh, to cry, to care, because we need that, all of us. That indescribable feeling that we get when the lights begin to dim and we go somewhere we've never been before, not to be entertained, but somehow reborn together. Welcome to sir.
And now, for the entertainment for the evening, no offense, children, I would like to show you here, Donut. The dog. Smoke bomb. It's Ken. It is Ken.
He's like, I was also like to.
Shut up, Ken. Nobody asked you. All right, enjoy the goat cheese balls, losers. I would like to thank everyone from the In and Out staff who came to celebrate today. We love you.
And I would like to point everyone to the new vestibule we have over by that wall. It talks. It's just like Peter. Oh, it's Peter. Never mind. So Guillermo's like, everyone, a new chapter for us. Revealed the future of Sir. And he pulls a satin cloth off the wall. And there's a photo of the new staff.
This is a terrible photo. This is terribly done. Who did this photo? Was it for free? Did they pay you to do the photo? It's a horrible photo, guys. Come on, you can take better pictures on your iPhone. The lighting, the posing. This is terrible.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed for all of you. I was embarrassed for myself for supporting Sir. So Audrey's like, wow, look at you, Chris. And he goes, yeah, I'm right next to Lisa. You got some competition with Lisa, babe.
So now after the party, Natalie is packing for Paso Robles and her gay Ryan is there. And she's like, what do you think about this? And he's like, it's giving bat mitzvah. She's like, that's so rude. Oh my God, I didn't think I looked as old as 13. That's so obnoxious.
And he's like, so she's talking about how she's going to Paso Robles and she's going to Venus's and everyone's going to take a couple of cars. So he's like, do you want to come in the back? He's like, oh my God, honestly, not I. So now we go to Chris and Jason's and he's showing Cheech.
I think that
he's like, oh, he's like, Chris. Hey, Cheech to his cousin. Yeah. He's like, hey, Cheech, remember this little costume I wore? And he shows up his phone and it's a picture with a huge fake penis hanging from his pants. And Chris is like, yeah, rock out with a cock out. You still have that thing? God, I remember the best time we had that thing. In my mouth. Let's do it again. Do it again.
Yeah.
Replay.
Yeah. So basically they're gonna bring it on the trip. And Jason's like, I think it'd be like fucking hilarious to like put it in Shane's bed, right? It's like, dude, you gotta put it in Shane's bed. Yeah, let's put it in Shane's bed. And then he gets scared and be like, Shane, it's okay. And we can like hug him and then like kind of take our shirts off and kind of like rub down and like be good content, you know? For the OF.
So then Kim is packing and Demi's there and they're talking about like what they're going to wear. And Kim's like, I literally ordered like $400 worth of things yesterday on Amazon. She's like, yeah, good. Cause you make like so much money as her. Like, how are you doing that? Where are you getting $400? Like,
no,
I did. We made $50 last night.
I did the Afterpay thing where you can pay later. So I'll be paid off by next June. I was like, oh, can't wait for season two with Kim and she's in massive girl. Amazon debt.
After pay on Amazon to get clothes for your glamorous trip to WeWo. This fucking show.
And Demi goes, love that for you. Love that. Love your future dad. Love that. So Kim's asking if she packed and Demi's like, no, I haven't started anything. Like I came here to check on you. Cause like, so Marcus broke up with you for the day. Like what's happening? Cause like, if you're going to break up, just do it on camera. Am I right? She's like, I don't know. Like I'm so angry right now. It's like, the whole thing happened because you guys like left the other day. You guys were like fine, like ugh, gross. So she says, if Marcus and Kim are still breaking up and like making up in the back alley at CERN like 20 years, I just hope I'm not around to see that because I can't deal. Cut to Demi in 20 years with a ponytail and a mustache. Be like, hey, I'm Demi. I'm here basically furniture at this point. She just morphs into like Peter. It's the curse.
So Kim goes over this whole stupid story and she's like, yeah. And then if Natalie tries to pull anything today, I mean, I'm not going to engage with her and he better not either. And then he did this whole thing again. Like, what do you want me to say? Fuck you, bitch. And I'm like, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know what?
So
his perspective is maybe like you're looking too crazy by not allowing me to do this. Or maybe I'm going to look like a bad guy by not talking to her. But like, guys, America, I'm just a girl. I cry a lot. I feel a lot. I love the Disney Channel. And he thinks he forgets that sometimes. Like, you know, a girl. Girls allowed to be emotionals. So that's just who I am. A girl.
So then over at Venus's, everyone's meeting up and jumping into the cars and stuff. So they split into the cars. And it's going to be 5 and 5. Venus, Natalie, Audrey, and Chris. And Jason's like, holy shit, Nat. And Nat's like, oh, my God. Are you going to be able to see from the back? Because I get the front.
And Marcus is, because Marcus and Natalie are in different cars. And Marcus is like, I'm like about to go on a trip with a bunch of psychos. Me and Kimberly are broken up right now. And I have to ride 3 hours in a car with her. Like, you got Natalie's crazy ass. Venus's crazy ass. I need Shane or I'm not going to be able to make it to Paso Robles, which is their way of explaining why Shane Davis is on this trip since he doesn't work at Sir.
Yeah, so they split into two cars, and both cars like, the other car's stupid, the other car sucks, our car's really cool.
And Jason is driving one of them, and they're talking about how hungry they are. And Audrey's like, on the way to Paso, there's this like hotel called the Madonna Inn. It's like literally so cute. It looks like a Lisa Vanderpump like wet dream from the 80s. We've got to go there.
Jason goes,
yeah, fuck yeah.
Jason goes, that's supposed to be like the actor or the singer, Madonna. I was like, okay, this guy really, we thought he was dumb, but whoever refers to Madonna as an actor first really has a few cells.
Maybe he meant Jesus's mom. She was known to do a little community theater.
Listen, I love me some Madonna. Love Madonna. But I'm not saying she's an actor first. I'm barely even saying she's a singer first. But like, we're not leading with
that.
She's actor.
Madonna first.
She's just Madonna first. She's just personality first.
So they're like, oh my God, who's the most likely to throw a drink on the trip? And Shane's like, nah, for sure. And back in the other car, Audrey's saying, yeah, you know, the good thing about the other car, Shane will tell us everything they say because he's a fucking goss.
Yeah, like, well, I have to open some ranch, guys. Hold on. I'm opening some ranch. And Chris is like, oh, is that Rob Brock though? Oh, yeah, what's wrong with some like Rob Brock? It's like, whoa, everything. Then Audrey goes, everything's better raw. And everyone's like, oh my God. Because they had sex. They finally had sex, Audrey and Chris.
And they broke a bed frame. And this sounds like they had wild sex, but we all know that was a badly put together IKEA.
That's all it was.
So they break very easily. I can attest to that. Mm-hmm. So, then they're talking, they have to get out because they are at the Madonna Inn now. And Jason's like, yeah, I got to stretch my dick. So they get out and it's crazy. This hotel is fucking crazy. It's a pink motel. Everything's pink in there. And it does look like Lisa Vanderpump. Probably, it's like Lisa Vanderpump's first apartment.
I've actually been really wanting to go there for several years because it's apparently like it's such a thing. And sadly, I feel like the only way I'm going to get there is by watching this sad show. So they're like, welcome to Madonna Inn. Yay. And they walk all around and they go down to this bathroom that's like stonework urinals that are wide and you pee together. And they're all kind of like, oh my God, this is crazy. There's like, and Venus is like, I mean, I feel like this urinal is like really great for male bonding. I should just like get all the boys down here. Just line it up and see what's going on downtown. There's like nothing blocking our dicks from making eye contact. And I was like, wow, I really feel old because now we have a whole generation of men growing up who never knew what it was like to have a line of urinals together that didn't have the little dividers. You know, every time, women may not know this,
yeah,
but in the men's bathroom, if there's like a wall of urinals, there's like a little divider in between each of them. And it used to not be that way. And every time I see that little divider, I always say to myself, you know who did that? We did that, the gays. They were like, stop looking at my dick. I was like, that's us. That was our last
thing. What? To see, you know? It's called sightseeing. I mean, jeez. God, sorry. You say gays killed it. I say Republicans killed it.
Well, of course it was Republicans. But I was like, hey, come on now.
Yeah, I know those bastards. They totally robbed us. And Chris is like, oh my God, this place is crazy. When I think of the song Pink Pony Club, this is what I think of. You work next to the Abbey. You were literally just at the Abbey. Come on.
Oh, God. Yeah. So they're just looking around and everything. And finally, they all sit down at a table. And Jason, he sees a goblet. I think he wants to say chalice. But instead he goes, wow, look at this chisel.
He goes, yeah. Look at this chalet, you guys. Look at this chisel. Look at the shallot. Is that how you say it? And they're like, goblet? And he goes, goblet? So the waiter comes over and he's like, hi, welcome to the Madonna Inn. May I get things started for you? It's like, call the police now because I think we're going to need them.
I know.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Jason's like, I know what I want. Steak and eggs. So they order stuff and everything. And Kim's like, if I got whipped cream, Marcus would throw me across the table, which I don't understand the correlation. Maybe he's lactose intolerant or something. I don't know the whipped cream trigger.
Or maybe he doesn't let her eat whipped cream. I don't know. There's a lot of clues in this relationship. I don't like it.
Something weird's happening. But Demi's like, I can't picture Kim actually leaving Marcus for good. I think it would like take her walking in on him like fucking a goat or something. And then even then, I think it would just be like a week that they'd be broken up.
Yeah, so Marcus makes a speech where he's like, guys, everyone's got their drink now, so I just want to say, like, we all have different relationships right now, but, like, going into this trip, like, it'd be awesome if we could just put the bullshit behind us. You're the one starting the bullshit.
Yes, you start all of it. All of it. Yeah, well, we're going to be, like, a happy, loving family and focus on our friendship, and then the love that we have for each other, like, new to me, like, that it even ever existed, right, guys? So then Marcus is like, yeah, and if you guys are down, let's just have like a good time. Let's just like start off on like a good fit. Yeah. So they all cheers. And then Demi, of course,
and so,
starts talking, which is going to be the opposite of a good foot.
Yeah. Demi's like, guys, but like everyone, you guys should have fun, but don't forget we're working tomorrow. So let's be on our best behavior and do our jobs and like make Lisa happy. Cause like we can still have fun, right?
And then Chris is like, yeah, Shane's living his dream on this vacay because he doesn't even have to work. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, it doesn't work. I apologize. Ha, 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 ha.
So they talk about some video shoot. Marcus asks how the video shoot went. And Chris is like, yeah, we got really into it. And Andre goes, yeah, me and Shane have like two insanely talented friends that asked us to be in their music video. So like, you know, so many people got their start from music videos like Jayla, Channing Tatum, like other people. Like, I could be the star of the female Magic Mike, and we could call it Magic Maria. Casting, hit me up.
And so Audrey's like, yeah, the video show was amazing. I was wet the whole day. And everyone's like, what? She's like, no, not that way. Like, actually wet. Like, I was, like, really wet. And, like, because, like, the idea of the music video was that, like, I was coming out of the ocean. So I was, like, wet and coming. It was crazy. And then we had a date at Sur, and I was just, like, coming to the date wet. And then at the beach, we had to kiss. I was like, Audrey, please reconsider your words here because everyone's getting the wrong idea. So she had to kiss.
I know. She's like, Jason, are you okay? He's like, I preamed.
So he, I preamed.
So we back. See clips of this video. We see clips of this video. And it's, first of all, she's coming out of the water. And of course, she's wet because she's coming out of the water, which I love that she explained 10 times. So she's coming out and she looks like so worried. She's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if that was the look they were going for, but they're like, come out of the water looking extremely like you're crying. Come out of the water, look like you're sobbing. And then Shane's there and then they see each other and then they make out. And they've got chemistry. Got to say it.
They do.
And it's this couple. This is the couple, guys. I'm saying it right now. I learned it from a music video we're probably going to see on YouTube.
Yes, because then they wind up going on a date at Sur, and I'm like, oh, this is the nightmare version of Little Mermaid, where you give up your voice and crawl out of the water, finally have legs, only to have to go to Sur. It's like, you gave up your voice for that. So, you know, Chris was there at the shoot. He needed to monitor. And she felt, like, Audrey felt really bad, you know, because, like, he had to watch her kiss another guy. But then Angelica did not know that Shane did this. And now she's like really upset. And now she's like, oh, I wish we weren't even here. Like, hearing about this. Oh my God. Like, oh. She's giving all these looks on the side. She's pissed.
Girl, you still live with your boyfriend. Stop it. Mm-hmm. So Angelica's like, oh my God, the faster we can get through this, the faster we can go to work and not be here where I have to hear about people kissing that I don't like, me with my broken back. And they're like, why are you so excited to go to work? She's like, anything but hearing this. So she's like, yeah, I get the industry, but like, was there really not anyone else you could have chosen? I've been like dated this person for 2 minutes.
He has like a washing machine and we like went to the beach together and now this, like, oh my God. So they all, like, everyone sees that over in Angelica's corner where she's like, you know, commiserating. With Natalie,
by the way, Kim. You know we got that word wrong.
Oh, I know. I was right? going to mention it on our next traders thing.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, yeah, in we'll my have mind, to, but. I thought Rob had said console, not feel sorry for. So therefore, I was like, he didn't even get it right. And then everyone's like, no, he got it right. And then you looked it up and he got it right. And I'm like,
well, I thought we're talking about the traders, by the way, if people don't know. But when he said you're commiserating, I thought commiserating meant like you're talking to people, like you're.
Oh.
You're discussing something with people. I didn't know it means that you felt pity for people.
I thought it was kind of like someone was going through shit.
I'm going to have to apologize twice this week. There you go. There's my kind of apology. There's my admission that I'm wrong.
I felt like it was like someone's like going through something. And so you're sort of like going through it with them a bit, you know, but like, I just didn't really like, I never really thought of it as something like you feel sorry for someone like, oh, I'm commiserating with you, but it's more like I think it's like a different way of saying you feel sorry. Like you are it's feeling like, something with them.
Oh, I didn't. I thought it was like if you see a group of people talking, you're like, oh my God, look at them over there commiserating about the good old days.
Well, that could be a proper use of it. It depends on the overall context.
That's what I thought
of
the
conversation.
So anyway, we were wrong. Okay, we were wrong. So they notice that Angelica's all mad and Nellie's like, oh, really? Like, what the fuck? Like, oh my God, I'm so done trying to figure out what's even happening by the hour. Like, she still lives with her ex-boyfriend. Like, what?
So then, so now it's like a thing because it's like one half the table is like this and the other half was like that. And Natalie's like, that's so weird. Like, were they not like silent at the table? Like, something's wrong with Angelica. Like, I don't even know. And Chris is like, yeah, she's possessed, fucking bitch. And Natalie's like, yeah, she's like miserable. Like, what the fuck is she upset about? Does she have like a broken back or something? Like, it's crazy. So they finally get to Paso Robles and they start to go into their rooms and everything. And they're calling out their rooms and they're all excited. And Chris is like, whoa, I knew Lisa was going to put in the work for us. I mean, this place is fucking beautiful. Because Chris and Audrey get the couple's room, which does not go over so well for Kim. Because,
yeah, Kim, break up with your boyfriend at the right times. Cast trips are not the days to do it. Mm-hmm. But it was nice seeing a couple not get the cast room. Because, I mean, a couple did get it. But, you know, the couple that's like, oh, we've been together forever, so we automatically get the good room.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
Kim was so mad.
So they all split up. The guys get the bunks and the bunk room. And they're like, yeah, fucking sick. Yeah. It's like the only Bravo show where people are excited to get that room. And so they split up, get rooms and all that good stuff. And then the girls are talking and Kim's like, yeah, I'm like so tired from the car. Like everybody's so high energy. Just shut up. I'm like over-cumulated. That's a phrase for the trip. Over-cumulated. Tell your friends. That's so J-Lo.
Iconic. So then Audrey and Natalie are in the bathroom and Natalie's like, did you notice how Marcus doesn't even really acknowledge me? And Audrey's like, yeah, do you think it's because of Kim? Wasn't there something at Sir the other night where she like came up to you in the bar? Yeah, she came like into the garden bar and like started screaming at me and like that I'm pathetic and like stupid and like obsessed with Marcus. And it's like, whoa. And Audrey's like, yeah, that's just crazy because like right now they don't seem good. Yeah, apparently. They're broken up, but like they sat next to each other at lunch, but they're like not staying in the same room. Like, make it make sense.
So Kim's like, I'm trying to be positive, but it's really hard. So then Natalie and Audrey are talking about why are those three staying in the same room? And Natalie's like, I was thinking Angelica has a problem with you because of Chris and Jason and Kim is not loyal to Angelica. Like, it's all so crazy.
Yeah. They're like attached at the hip, the three of them. Yeah, they were like having a conversation, like in private conversations at the table, which is like very rude. Like, let's all talk to each other, right?
Yeah, so Audrey's like, I mean, yeah, I think that's totally fine. But like, if it's people sitting 2 feet away from you, like, that's rude then. Like, it's a distance thing. Like, if someone's wrong, then just say something's wrong. Like, why do you have to do it? Like, if you come to like 1 foot, you better say something's wrong. But if you're like 5 feet away, then that's cool. You don't have to talk about it. Three and a half, maybe. So, how wide are tables?
So Kim is like, you know what? I feel like Audrey and Chris, they just met each other and they have the couple suite. I'm just like, the couple suite should go for the couple that's like broken up and like dragging everyone down into their cesspool of a relationship. Like that's what the king size bed is for, you know? It sort of stings a little bit.
So now the boys are playing cornhole. I mean, goddamn. Okay, fine. I'll go on the OnlyFans. I'll go on the OnlyFans. My God, I've never been pressured this hard.
Mark is like, yeah, Indiana, I'm from the fucking corn state. You can't fuck with me, Jason. You got to put it in the fucking hole, dog. Put it in the hole. I mean, they really telegraph what's going on with them. So then Kim is like, guys, like, how do you feel about Jason being like right next door? And Angelica's like, I mean, at this point, I just want him to stay away from me. He's so gross. I don't want anything to do with him. Like, honestly, by the way, Israel and I, we met at a cafe and he showed me some things that completely grossed me out. And I was so proud of Israel, who's been in like in the background for a few seasons of this show. And he finally has a scene where he can be impactful.
In a hat.
In a hat.
And that's what really matters, because Israel loves his ads. So he's like, hey, guys, I did use the link that they posted on their story, because they both posted the link on the story. And Angelica's like, oh, my God, you went to the OnlyFans? He goes, yep, I sure did. And she's like, oh, my God, is this like an OnlyFans that they have together or separate? And he goes, well, it's like them with two guys. OK, and then here's the headline. OK, this is the post. Got the boys back together, oiled up more than ever, every inch of our throbbing cocks, oiled up, rubbing each other down everywhere, close-ups of our oiled up cocks and saggy balls all the way up to our ass. And Angelica's like, ah! She's
saggy balls. Is saggy, I understand saying like throbbing cocks, but saggy balls, I feel like that's what you say about old people, right? Like it's like a
yeah, maybe big balls, but like who says saggy balls? Saggy is that balls. Like a kink?
Can you run this through ChatGPT just to clean it up a little bit? Jeez, let's let's make it sexier than yeah. Check out my saggy balls and my skin that looks like a melted cake. So then Angelica's like, ugh! She's like, basically they're like lubing each other up naked and massaging each other. And that's just like fucking weird to me. Like, I'm going to read you this caption. So while they're still out playing cornhole, she reads it again. She goes,
she goes, let me read you this caption. It is disgusting. And it cuts to the guys going, yeah, get them all three in the same hole. Yeah.
Okay, all three of your favorite boys back together, all three of our throbbing cocks and spread open holes, rubbing each other down all over, oiled up saggy balls and stroking. And the girl's like, ooh, saggy balls. And they're cracking up.
This is some nasty shit. I didn't know it was this, because I mentioned last week I went to Jason's and paid $11 like an idiot. And it was just him without his shirt. I didn't see any like the guys playing with each other's butts and jerking each other off. I mean, geez, I want my $11 back.
Yeah. Well, they're like,
that's squealing. What I'm talking about.
And Demi's like, oh, I don't want to see, but I feel like I have to see. And Angelica's like, it's linked in their bio. Like, I've already blocked most of them. And Demi's like, they linked this in their bio? Oh, my God. Does Audrey know? And they're like, we don't know. So over at the pool, Venus and Audrey are just like enjoying the pool. Like, they have no idea what's happening in the rooms.
Yeah, they're like, I like sun. I like sun, too. And then it cuts back. And Kim's like, oh, my God, you should know before you get in a relationship or get interested in somebody what they're doing. I mean, you have every right to know that. Well, she does know that they're on the OnlyFans. So all she has to do is pay her damn money to do the research.
Yeah. Well, she's focusing on the sun right now instead of the places where the sun don't shine. So Audrey's like, I really love the direction everything is going in with me and Chris. Like, but how would you feel about the person you're seeing saying comments like, babe, your ass is looking so good right now. You know, like, I don't love that. Like, I don't want to put pressure on where we're at. Like, we're having so much fun and we're getting to know each other. But like, I'm also searching for more romantic comments. I'm like, did you see this guy? What about this guy says he's going to walk around saying anything other than, babe, your ass looks great right now.
The most romantic thing he's going to say is, how are you? Oh, I'm good. I just swallowed my cousin's load this morning. How about you? What do you expect? He's a working man. And Kim's like, yeah, she's having fun. But like the minute she's emotionally invested, then that's her man.
So Angelica's like, I mean, if my man was naked lubing up his cousin, I don't want anything to do with you. Sorry. I was like, that is a quote. That is a quote right there.
So cut to Venus and Audrey, and they're talking about whether, you know, Chris could be more romantic. And Audrey's, you know, saying all the TV things like, oh, my God, it's just like my walls are going up because I don't feel like she's trying to play this whole like reality TV thing. Meanwhile, the guy's like fucking his cousin on OnlyFans. I can't. I love this storyline. I love it.
So amazing. I was like, oh, my God, this is the first time that Bravo has really teetered into incest. Although technically we had Mary Cosby and her grandfather husband. But like, this is more like, I don't know, this feels like. This feels like a destination for the show that we always knew was going to come. And here it is. It's arrived.
It's definitely at least hot incest. I mean, Mary and her grandfather is disgusting. This is hot.
Yeah. So Audrey's talking about how she's put up her walls and she's just like, you know, she wants to like, this is what she does. And Venus is like, do you think that like maybe you're feeling this way because like you become intimate with him? She was like, yeah, I felt weird. I felt like when I was having sex with him, I was sort of having sex with Jason. Why did I get that sensation? I don't know, bitch. So she is saying that Chris has a whole decade on me and he should have in those 10 years learned what the definition of romance is. So now she wants this guy to be knight in shining armor. It's like, ma'am, just because he looks like the guy from Tangled doesn't mean he is. He's not a prince.
Yeah. She's wanting a little too much too quick from this fucking
guy. Yeah, out of nowhere.
She's wanting, something that she should know she's not going to get. But all youth, you know.
Right.
So then Kim is watching the video with Demi on their phones in the room. And Demi starts freaking out. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She's like, it's 13 minutes long.
It's 13 minutes long.
I thought you meant 13 inches.
So Demi's explaining it. She's like, okay, there's four guys, two are Chris and Jason, who are cousins, completely naked, like not even socks.
Not
like
even
seriously.
Socks.
And there's like a lot of massaging and a lot of butts. And I've seen everyone's penis. And now they're massaging each other. Oh my God, now it's even worse. Now they're in the shower together. And she just throws her phone.
And Angelica's like, did they actually perform incest? And Demi's like, there's definitely incest. They were all touching each other. And Kim's like, oh my God, my heart. Oh my God, she's not okay. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, Jayla's about to die. Sorry, that's me. I'm about to die. Angelica's like, oh my God. Audrey was like a very cool girl when it came to these two having an OnlyFans, but I'm like wondering, like, would you be the same cool girl if it came to incest? Which again is a real good existential question.
You guys, just please put on my tombstone. Don't be mad at the rocks that I got. And that brings us to the end of Vanderpump Rules.
Thank you all for being here.
I'm into it. How it's can so people good. Not be into this show? There's a full-blown cousins fucking storyline. Come on.
Yeah, it's so funny. And I'll say, like, doing recapping this on the heels of Salt Lake City, like, Salt Lake City kind of, like, drained a little bit of the life out of me. And then this is just so fun and funny the whole way through. I don't want this show to get canceled. Come on, people. Support your local carnivals.
Yeah, seriously.
So good.
All right, well, this has been a great time. We will talk to you guys later. Be sure to go get tickets for the Golden Crappies coming February 27th in Los Angeles at watchwhatcrappens.com. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
Happy are we, it's Allison with an I.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon.
cannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.